Democrat Representative Tom Suozzi proposes reducing abortions by supporting mothers, educating on adoption. By Catherine Hamilton on June 26, 2025. Representative Tom Suozzi, DNY, did what few Democrat politicians seem willing to do: have a discussion about abortion with someone who disagrees with them. In an appearance on the podcast Bishop Barron Presents on June 12, self-proclaimed Catholic lawmaker Suozzi discussed with Bishop Robert Barron how Democrats and Republicans could work together to lower the number of abortions each year in the U.S. There were an estimated 1 million plus unborn babies killed in abortions in 2024. Bishop Barron prompted the discussion by telling Suozzi how many Catholics have abandoned the Democratic Party because of its radical embrace of abortions throughout pregnancy. Barron followed up by asking Suozzi if Democrats would ever compromise by considering restricting abortions at the third trimester of pregnancy, which accounts for an estimated 10,000 abortions a year. While Suozzi declined to endorse restricting late-term abortions, he advocated for trying to have less abortions overall. He specifically proposed three things: homes for single mothers, promotion of adoption, and contraception education. Another sore spot between Democrats and Catholics. He also said, there's no reason that someone who's pro-choice shouldn't support the other choice, which is choosing to give birth, a different take compared to Democrats who spend time attacking pro-life pregnancy centers that help mothers in crisis situations. Related, media admit babies are aborted weeks before birth because they are unwanted. We have to try and change our society where there are less abortions, not by restricting access, but by trying to change the culture, Suozzi contended. So that requires people being able to talk to each other. Why can't we sit down across from each other and say, well, how about this? Well, how about that? We try and find common ground there, he continued, adding. Watch. Let's say there's a million abortions and obviously your position and everyone's position in the church is, there should be no abortions whatsoever. But what if the goal was to move from a million to half a million? So how could we do that? And we could do that by supporting women through homes for single mothers. We could do that by adoption services. And we could do that by preventing unintended pregnancies in the first place through education. The Democrat ultimately rejected restrictions on abortion, much like his colleagues, but said lawmakers should reduce the numbers without reducing access. But if the effort is to say, let's restrict access like the Dobbs decision, for example, that's a big change in the law. You hear people are talking about abortion less than they have historically. I'm finding we're not seeing the numbers go down. We're seeing them move to other states and move to other places because the conversation is not being had because people are saying, it's my way or the highway, he said. We have to take practical steps as to what we can do to reduce the numbers without reducing access. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.